There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour we got major updates on CBD. One of the drug policy people actually went on the record about CBD. What did they say? It might be too shocking to talk about, but we're going to do it with Stuart Tomk, my good buddy. Can't get him on enough, and he's from Cannavest now, Vice President of Human Nutrition, Cannavest.com, CannaVest.com. I got some pictures from Liam. He went with our friend who we had on the show. Was it Sunday show or Monday show? It was yesterday's show. And we were talking about saving the bees, and he's a bee guy, Patrick Baudin. And he went to his place, and I've got pictures of it. I will have to publish it maybe next time we get Liam on, but he's actually wearing the beekeeper suit, Super Don. And you told me off the air that you're not a big fan of stinging insects.
No. I try and remain kind of calm and cool and collect in general, mm-hmm. as far as my personality goes. But you get a stinging insect around me, and I'm a screaming girl with my arms flapping.
I'm laughing with you, I know. I just, think you got to step aside and allow these bees to do their work, because without them, we're not getting a lot of good food. But anyway, we'll cover that another time. By the way, we had another comment of the day just come in today from Debbie Browse. She says, I love listening to Liam. He always makes me laugh with his many different antics of different people's voices. Thank you so much, Liam. You are hilarious.
Nice.
So there you go. He's making the people laugh.
Job.
Sometimes I get caught up in not doing enough humorous stuff, right? And we always have to balance it out with some funny and silly. And I could have been perhaps a little sillier on the story about 28 Red Bulls, but it was hard to be silly because I felt bad for that lady. And it is an absurd story, but since we were on the topic of sugar and diabetes and everything, we kept it semi-level and even keeled. Also, upcoming events. We do have one. I published it yesterday for the first time. I think we talked about it. Remember Scylla Whatcott? We had her on talking about homeoprophylaxis, her book using homeopathic nozos instead of vaccination, which is totally cool. And there is an upcoming event, a Worldwide Choice for Disease Prevention, October 2nd through the 4th. That's this year, 2015, if you're listening this year, in Dallas, Texas. So those of you who want to get together and have a great time learning about really cool healing stuff and preventive stuff, I'm going to be the featured speaker Friday evening at that event, and I'll be there broadcasting and interviewing, and I'd like to see you there too. So there's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, October 2nd through 4th, mark your calendars, Dallas, Texas. All right, we already did the QOTD. Let's revisit some measles stuff and the vaccine stuff, Super Don, because you've been on it and you've been handling Hoofnagel the Science Cat really well with them calling out the skepducks, trying to figure out what's wrong with you people that aren't vaccinating or that want to do like only some of the vaccines, but not all of them, or want to delay them a little bit. Or those of you who dare to ask, are they safe enough? Can we make them safer? Right? What about the mercury? What about the aluminum? What about the adjuvants? What about the aborted fetal tissue? Anybody who asks a question, even if you say you are fiercely pro-vaccine, sort of like Representative Posey did on the House floor the other day, the very fact that you brought up the CDC whistleblower He didn't make it up. He brought it up. He brought the documents that were supposedly thrown away. He has them. He says he'll make them available. You become smeared with the term anti-vaxxer. Now, they've been struggling. They've been focus grouping this. How do we get those people that we've lost back on the vaccine reservation, right? And Fox News is covering a story by Live Science. It says measles vaccine, images of sick kids may convince skeptics. So isn't that interesting? Because the skeptics they're referring to are not the skepducks, but they're people like you and me, Super Don. We're skeptical about the claims made.
Well, yeah, you know, of course, there's multiple meanings to words. That's not that uncommon.
Yeah.
But if you are a skeptic like them, then you are the authority figure who is trying to keep everybody in line. If you think that something may not be healthy or good for you, you question it, then you're the skeptic who is the person who is standing in the way of progress and causing people to get bad information, which will kill them.
Right. So if we claim, for instance, that $3 billion have been paid out to injured children, families of injured children by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, they say that's just anecdotal. What? Yeah, that's what they'll say. You can't do that. That's anecdotal. That's not real science. Or that there have been people that have been injured or killed, or there have been people that have shed the virus from the MMR and created measles, caused measles to occur in somebody else. That's just anecdotal. Well, it's in the insert on the vaccine. Oh, well, you can't read the insert. That's really, you know, they keep moving the goalposts. Now they've moved it extraordinarily far, these skepducks. And they say the best way to convince people of the benefits of vaccination is not to rely on their science, which they say is infallible, but it's to show them pictures of a child with measles. Or listen to this, Super Don, you'll love this, or to have them read a description of the disease written by a mom whose child was infected.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Okay. So the scientists have decided that their science isn't working.
Yeah.
So basically what it sounds like they're doing is they are retreating back to a position of logical fallacies to try and convince people to get vaccinated. Because showing pictures of sick children to people, what is that doing? That is trying to elicit an emotional response,
right?
So that they make a decision based on emotion rather than on evidence.
Wait. Is that one of the fallacies?
It's called an appeal to motion.
Appeal to emotion. You know, it's interesting, Super Don, you bring that up, because isn't that part of what those of us have been saying? Well, look at these real children who were injured by vaccines. Here's their picture. And they would say, oh, you can't do that. That's not scientific. That's an appeal to emotion. That's a logical fallacy. They're now promoting a logical fallacy.
Oh, but wait a minute. Actually, they're not. Because if you recall, these guys wrote the rules, right?
Okay, yeah.
So there is a non-fallacious use of this. And this is when the Times call for an appeal to people's emotion.
Desperate measures.
Well, listen, it's to motivate them rather than influence or alter their beliefs.
Okay, so they've written these, or is this from Hufnagel? I'm going to read.
No. This is
from them.
This is what created Hufnagel, was this BS like this.
They're out. Okay.
Yes, they have where it's a fallacy if you use it, but if we use it, it's not a fallacy.
It's the pirate code. It's just
a
suggestion,
right?
In two instances, they say it is possible to use anecdotes non-fallaciously. If you use one or more anecdotes to refute the claim that there are no instances of the event that the anecdote describes. I have no idea what they just said.
What did you just say?
if you use one or more anecdotes as an example of a general rule which is already supported by a broad comprehensive investigation, then it's okay. These are by far not the most common uses of anecdotes. Again, you're right. They're just saying, well, we can use these anecdotes non-fallaciously in these cases.
Here's the conundrum here, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you say, okay, well,
right,
it's a fallacy if you do this, but for these reasons, we are now exempt from the rule.
The fallacy. We're exempt from the fallacy.
What have they just done? They've moved the goalpost, which is another fallacy.
They've got a fallacy vaccine. And by the way, if you haven't already figured this out, right, their use of a mom's description of their child with measles is, guess what? anecdotal.
Totally anecdotal. But, if you were using a mom who was writing a letter about what happened to her child after they got a vaccine and had a vaccine injury, oh, man, that'd be anecdotal. Leave the room, please.
But, you know, my point about the fallacy of vaccines in general in the 20th century is that claims that they prevented disease are, guess what? Anecdotal.
Oh, shoot. There it is again.
Yeah, because there were no, get this clearly in your head, through your head, skeptics, there are no double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-centered trials to prove the efficacy, much less the safety, of any vaccine. They're not done. They're not conducted. Their claim is that it would be unconscionable somehow. It would be wrong to do something because to not give a vaccine is cruel and mean and unusual. Of course, so they've basically moved the goalposts. They've changed the rules. It is the gold standard or it's not the gold standard. Well, in this case, it's not. And so if you mention the fact that these diseases were almost gone before the introduction of the vaccines, that's also considered anecdotal. They don't want to pay attention to that. And then they use the same anecdotes that they say you can't use for their benefit to say, look, the vaccines were introduced. Where did the disease go? And in many cases, we've shown evidence that they have renamed the very manifestations of the same diseases. They just changed the name and they say, nope, there's no more polio. Nope, there's no more smallpox. It's something else now. And so their claim to the mantle of science is fallacious. If you like that word, fallacious.
You got to love it. I mean, if you really want to, if you got nothing else to do with your evening, and you really want to get into finding out what makes these guys tick, you will get lost for hours because there is so much that has been written out there that's defined every instance, every argument, every counter-argument, every action, putting everybody in a box and every exception to the rule that only applies to them. It's a brilliant strategy, whoever put it together.
Yeah.
But it's good to educate yourself on this stuff so you can see what's behind the curtain.
Where's the appeal to another logical fallacy, that of the peer-reviewed publications, right? How many times have we had to refer to Dr. Marcia Angel? She was the journal editor-in-chief, New England Journal of Medicine, or the Journal of American Medical Association. We've even referred to that. The Lancet, all of them have said that you cannot rely on what's published anymore. We don't know what's real and legitimate science. And you've got to dig deep to find out, are there major league conflicts of interest before you just dive headlong and say, well, that says that. How many times did they retract papers? In fact, a major paper on GMOs was retracted recently. The golden child of the GMO industry we're going to reveal and hopefully discard for good a little later. But next, CBD coming up. What did a federal agent in the war on drugs say about CBD? It's a shocker. Stuart Tomp is back with us from CannaVest to reveal it and a lot more.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
All right, time to lighten it up a little bit. Let me take a squirt of here, my CBD oil. Right there. Oh, very nice. Getting me going. And we're going to continue on with this discussion, but we've got an update to share with you on, guess what? Oh, you know what? There I have. I do this, and I mute this thing on purpose. And, of course, I forget to unmute it. That's me, because now I'm too relaxed. But here we go.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb. Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on, Dr. Green Thumb. You know, that's the sound of the cannabis plant, if you will, in all of its various forms and glory. Of course, I am a big supporter of the utilization of cannabidiol, the CBD, from the industrial hemp plant, and it's been a lifesaver for my wife, and I've told the story about her nerve pain in her jaw, and I'm grateful for so many reasons, and so many people are, and the fact that it's available without having to wait for a federal government to change the law. This update relates to, and we're going to hear from my good buddy Stuart Tompkin in just a moment, but the director, this is really wild, the National Institute on Drug Abuse director, Nora Volko, she published an article on the Huffington Post recently admitting that cannabidiol, or CBD, is safe. It has no addictive effects. And if that weren't enough, Stuart Tomp, preliminary data suggests that it may have therapeutic value for a number of medical conditions. Now, we utilize it as a dietary supplement. Stuart Tomp, Vice President, Human Nutrition at CannaVest. This is another breakthrough in the dam that's kind of limiting people and recognizing the value of CBD.
On some level, there's another side of this story that has to be told, and your audience needs to listen. Everyone needs to listen to this very, very closely. if all of a sudden cannabidiol is a safe and effective drug, all of a sudden, completely safe, no addictive properties whatsoever, and tremendous medical application. If the pharmaceutical companies succeed in getting it scheduled, Schedule 1, think about the irony of this, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
If a pharmaceutical company is leading this charge and they make it a pharmaceutical Schedule 1 drug, then anyone else growing, extracting, or possessing it is in violation of the law. And currently, if you're using hemp-derived CBD, you are breaking no laws. So this is a two-sided story, Robert. We
mm-hmm.
need to stand up for our rights.
Yeah, it is. Because this is the thing why I like what the states have done in nullifying federal law and not looking to change it necessarily, is that the states are setting the standard in a lot of ways. And, of course, as dietary supplements are regulated on a federal level, even by the FDA, we can access it safely and without fear of repercussion. I've been utilizing it for a couple of years now at least, and that's still a story that has to be told. But you're right. The downside of the federal government removing it from the Schedule 1, that it has no benefit, it's addictive and dangerous, is that will the feds now, as they have shown their penchant for allying themselves with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, find a way to restrict the dietary supplement form of this that is harming no one and helping so many?
And the reason that that could happen, Robert, and the reason we all need to keep supporting the agricultural hemp and cannabis movement here in the United States, the reason this is such a big deal is because the law says that if there's an investigational new drug on a compound, it cannot simultaneously exist as a dietary supplement. Now, there are exceptions we see all the time. For example, trans-resveratrol, sold as a dietary supplement. Technically, it's an investigational new drug. NAC, DHEA, P5P, the list goes on. However, in this case, I wouldn't put it past the giants, the titans of the industry, to figure out how to exclude everyone in the world from the access to this miraculous compound from the safe agricultural hemp plant simply so they can control and profit on it. We cannot let that happen, Robert.
No, I agree, and that's why supporting the 10th Amendment Center is a good idea as well, as I've spoken on the issue of the 10th Amendment, which says those powers not granted or enumerated for the federal government belong to the states or the people respectively. And this would prohibit further prohibitions, as you said, as they modify and acknowledge that CBD has a wonderful benefit, no downside, and if they want to synthesize and patent it and exclude all the people in the states from growing it, utilizing it, selling it, eating it, drinking it, etc. Stuart, can you stick around for a few more minutes on the other side of the break?
Yes, I can.
I want more scientific updates from my good buddy, Stuart Chomp. Everybody, visit cannavest.com. That's where we get our CBD, CannaVest.com. We'll give you a phone number to call on the other side of the break as well. It's also linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Just click the picture of the banner, and it'll take you right there, and you'll be grateful that you did. And so will I. All right, coming right back with Stuart and CBD after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A major paper supporting GMOs has been retracted. Again, established science, not so established, especially with conflicts of interest in the biotech industry. Concerns we all share is that the biotech industry and pharmaceutical industry doesn't engulf and devour the cannabis industry. And particularly the CBD that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I do the Plus CBD oil myself every day. It's right here. I use the unflavored. I like the mint flavor. I like it all. And it's been a great adjunct for my daily activities and keeping my stress levels under control, getting the show together every day with Superdot. And, of course, my wife utilizes the CBD for much more intense purposes in terms of pain management, but as a dietary supplement. Is it possible that the drug industry could take this over once the feds realized, yeah, it never really was dangerous or harm, but now we're gonna own and control the market? That's a concern I have. That's a concern shared by my good friend Stuart Tomk. He's Vice President of Human Nutrition at Cannavest, cannavest.com. Their phone number, 855-PLUS-CBD, that's PLUS-CBD, 855-758-7223. Why would I have you call them? Well, Stuart, there's a strategy here. We need to get the CBD out everywhere.
Yeah, the strategy is this. We need to make sure that this product is available across the country in independent health food stores, because the big companies, the big chains of dietary supplementarian health food stores have elected to not carry the product. They have been spooked because of the ambiguity, the cast of doubt, the shadow that's been thrown out by FDA and by Big Pharma, we believe, driving it. So the solution is this. Go to your local independent health food store. We'll first purchase some Plus CBD products at cannavest.com. Carry them into your independent health food store and demand that they carry the product. Robert, we're currently in 130 independent health food stores. I have 64 brokers and sub reps on the street. From coast to coast, we're covering all the independent health food stores, because if the product is widely distributed, it will be nearly impossible for Big Pharma to control this remarkable compound. So, Robert, we need everyone's help. This is a call to action, not to buy the product, but to do the right thing for the right reason for the right people.
By the way, if you're unfamiliar with the Plus CBD oil, you go to the show notes today at robertscadbell.com. There's actually a picture of three of their bottles. You can see it visually. I would like you to get some, honestly, because it is that good. It's what I utilize. But more importantly, interestingly enough, as Stuart's relating, let's go to our independent natural health food store retailers. Not the big chains here, because they're spooked. You know, that's when you get to be a big corporation. Suddenly you fear freedom. And the independents are really the backbone of the health food industry. They've always been that. They've been the innovative ones. They've been the ones to take risks and to really bring things out that others are afraid to do. And so go to your local, and they used to call them mom and pop stores. You know what I'm talking about. And if you're not sure if there's one in your area, maybe that's a good reason to call Cannavest to find out. Is there one of those stores in my area? Maybe you don't know. 855-PLUS-CBD. 855-PLUS-CBD. I like it. I love the fact that we're going after the good folks that are still out there. And it's hard. Sometimes they're struggling and dealing with these big box retailers that have 1,000 stores, if you know what I mean. And that's not to say we're against them, but we really want to support those small retailers.
Which also helps to revitalize the local economy. It makes an independent health food store a destination location. I've got one store in Pennsylvania called Holly Hill in Pennsylvania. They're doing just extraordinarily well with the product, the natural way. They've got three locations in St. Louis. Even the health food store right around the corner from my house in San Diego, Windmill Farms, blowing it out constantly. The guy who's there used to do the education for Boney's, or Boonies, however you pronounce
Boney's,
it.
Boney's, yes. Name? I remember Boney's, Boney's, yes.
California for years. His name is Joel. He's an absolute guru of what works and what doesn't work. And so the CBD plus CBD oil product line by Cannavest, flying out the door. Let's help as many people as possible. When e-cigarettes first came out, they were frankly illegal according to the FDA. Hemp-derived CBD is not illegal according to the FDA, but they're doing everything that they can to try to curtail the growth of the most powerful plant compound we've ever seen. We can't allow that to happen.
No, absolutely not. It would be a crime, and that's the real crime, that we would deny this to our own, let's say, fellow Americans, those listening here or across the United States. But let's expand that out. Canada, Europe, where they have some level of access, and other areas that listen to the show. This plant is making a comeback. There will be nothing that will ultimately stop it, but if we do nothing, it could be stopped. So the point
now
is,
if they want a drug,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Robert, if they want a drug, Epidiolex, that has a health indication, a direct disease claim, and reimbursement by insurance, no problem. We love that. That's science. But you can't stop people from making these artisanal, beautifully handcrafted total plant complexes for daily maintenance of health. We're not trying to treat cure or mitigate diseases or disease symptoms. No, Robert. We're keeping healthy people healthy and balancing your endocannabinoid tone is now in the top three things that experts believe that you can do to stay healthy?
Well, and to do that, if you haven't already, get the CBD oil I utilize and recommend here, cannabis.com. Support your local health food retailers, the mom and pops out there. They can make the difference here in maintaining this next generation of bringing this plant back out. A gift of creation, in my humble opinion. Stuart, you are also a gift, a friend to me, and I appreciate you so much, and you're on a great mission, and I support you in that.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be back on the show, and I'll be on again soon.
Absolutely. I look forward to carrying on the mission, the tradition, the history here of this plant, bringing it back out for those who didn't know it like I didn't much of my life, and Stuart's doing great work there at cannabis.com, so thank you, Stuart.
All right, thank you, Robert.
We've got big news on the GMO front as well. I don't want to see anything genetically engineered, quite honestly. I mean, if you do, you can do it in outer space where it won't bother anybody else, although the aliens might not like it. But here on this planet, the biotech industry, I mean, they've got to be some kind of alien people that are trying to eradicate the human race because they're not contributing to the health of the human race. But one of the arguments has been, well, wait, golden rice. Golden rice. This is that stuff that's going to save all the people from starving in Africa, having tremendous vitamin deficiency diseases. No, we can't support rehabilitating the soil. We can't support enhancing hygienic behaviors. We can't support cleaning the environment via better sanitation, sewage, etc. No, what we need to do is engineer the rice genetically to put synthetic vitamin A into it. And that is what they did, that's what they said they would do, and they save Africa. Well, it turns out the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition just issued a retraction to a seminal 2012 paper on golden rice. That's right. The GMO, I mean, they've got all the money in the world, they've got all the scientists they can hire, and yet they still screwed it up. They didn't get, consent forms from parents of the children involved in the study, not adequate consent. And perhaps even more significantly, according to those who retracted the paper, the reason for its retraction was the validity of the trial itself. That they said the diets fed to the children in the trial were unrealistically high in fat. Because in order for vitamin A to work, which is a fat-soluble vitamin substance, the body needs the fat to absorb it. And so they put these kids on just diets that were just not going to happen in the real world to say, oh, look how great this is. You know, it's not happening out there. And, of course, much of the scientific community is still misleading the American people and the people of planet Earth to get them off of fat. We need more fat. We need more healthy fat. We do not need synthetic vitamin A. We can get it from very good sources, including fermented butter, cod liver oil. We talk about the combination. In fact, I had a question about that the other day. The butter, the animal fats that are coming obviously from clean animals, not factory farmed animals, a much better source, and they are available, these things. But the profit, the patentability, and the profitability, not there with organic, clean, local sources of these superfoods that do not require genetic engineering. Now, we go to Texas. And we find out that they are putting down the gauntlet, too. They're not backing down in Texas. What are they doing in Texas? Superdon, is it that they want to label GMO foods in Texas? Could that be the case?
That indeed is the case. They are looking at trying to pass a bill that will mandate GMO labeling, much like what we saw in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is good news. And if they pattern it off of Jonathan Emord's words that made it basically bulletproof on a federal challenge within the court system, it's good. But, of course, is it going to be enough, as I still question, to overcome what's happened with the DART Act that passed the House of Representatives? It's being reviewed in the Senate. It's still questionable as to whether it will pass the Senate. So there may still be viability. I think there will be anyway of state nullification. But they're trying to supersede or preempt state law via the preemption bill of the DART Act to say, no, you can't do it on the state level. And it wouldn't be unwieldy. In fact, they're already labeling GMOs in other parts of the world. So we've covered that. But Texas could be an interesting case. I mean, it's not known as a liberal, mamby-pamby kind of, we won't stand up for our rights state. And I say that, and of course, I'm going to, you know, half my audience is going to go, Robert, what do you mean? You're picking on liberals again.
There
well,
goes your hate mail.
I know, but I'm upset with the liberal intelligentsia in California and much of them around the world when they worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism instead of defending the families that said, no, we have religious and philosophical views that differ from you scientific elites, and we don't want you messing with our children. That's an unpardonable sin, so to speak, in my opinion. And of course, I said sin. That's a religiosity phrase, but I'm not saying...
And your woo. Come on.
Yeah, right.
On.
Religious woo. But these woo people on the other side, the skeptics, they're worshiping at their own church. They just don't like to admit that it is. Again, Church of Scientism, Sci-Fientism, pseudoscience, if they like. They love to use the term pseudoscience, but they're practicing it all of the time. Even if they have degrees piled higher and deeper, PhDs. Some of them do, some of them don't, some of them pretend to be medical deities as well, MDs. But we've got a lot more to talk about on this GMO front, but it's interesting, again, a major study supporting the use of golden rice, genetically engineered rice, kaput, gone, bye-bye. Will it make front page news?
Golden rice is the golden child of many of their arguments. What are they going to do now?
Right. I know what I'm going to do, Super Don. I'm going to put a chicken on my head. What about you?
Oh, are you going to Art Thomas?
Oh, you know, that was a dove. He put a dove on my head, not a chicken.
Oh, not a chicken. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have to figure that out.
That would have been chicken scratch. I would have been bleeding. No, the dove was very friendly. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about putting chickens on your head and why it's a good thing, especially if you're a mom or a dad. Probably a dad more than a mom. I don't know. Am I sexist?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I didn't want to be sexist about this, and I'm not trying to be, but this last story, it relates to parents and putting chickens on their heads. And I don't see a lot of moms doing this. Look, it's not like I've seen every mom on the planet, so I might be missing out. But isn't it like this, you and I, Super Don, you're a dad too.
Yeah.
I mean, we would do anything to make our kids laugh. We would be goofy. We'd put silly things on our head, wear funny hats, and make funny faces. I mean, it's not
funny
like...
funny noises. Oh, yeah.
What,
you know
whatever.
What? There is nothing... I mean,
embarrassing.
There is nothing like listening to one of your young children giggle uncontrollably so they can hardly breathe. That is
right.
It's just a thing, you know. It's just
I still do that. I still put chickens on my head. I don't care if my kids are teenagers or if I'm doing it for another adult.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You do it when nobody's around, so that you know. That's
what
just,
do you mean? You know. Oh, I'm always making a silly fool of myself, and that's the point of this. It's like, you know, macho men, if they got a kid, they at that point can do the silly voices or whatever, and then they can. You, this is the story here. Why parents should put a toy chicken on their head. Talking about doing it for your toddlers. They're teaching them important life skills like the difference between seriousness and play and joking and pretending. And so it's like being, not that I needed the substantiation. I do that all the time anyway. I don't know for what reason sometimes, but I do. Pretending, being silly, making a fool out of yourself, not just for your kid. I mean, heck, we got a cat. I do silly things for this cat. What's wrong with me? I'm a goofball.
You do silly stuff for the cat?
I do goofy.
That's what they're talking about here in this.
It's not the same thing. I mean,
story, yeah.
This cat knows the difference between serious and silly. Now, see, I've taught
but,
the cat.
Listen, you know, somebody what? Else who got it wrong, Donald Trump, because I don't know what that is. It's on his head, and he's out there making a fool of himself.
It's not
and
a
people
chicken.
People are laughing, but I don't think it's the same thing.
It's not a chicken. Parents who pretend to joke with their children offer cues to distinguish the difference between the two, and toddlers take advantage of these cues to perform. The researchers plan to widen the scope of their study to kids from birth through age 3. Why don't they study us, Super Don? Because, I mean, I don't know who can out-goof the other. I think I can out-goof you. Am I?
You know, well, you definitely have, for sure.
I have, yes. I like catching you off guard and making you giggle. Does that make you an infant and me a dad?
Yeah, oh. Well, you are older than me, but I am a grandpa, so
that's true. I have to call you grandpa. You're
actually,
technically,
you know,
older.
What? I'm gonna have. I got the second grandchild coming on the way.
Oh my gosh! No rush, folks.
About that.
No rush,
folks. I got to take up shuffleboard now.
Take extra CBD right now. Right now, 3, 2, 1. Yes, CBD. Stewart sent you a CBD, didn't he? Once.
Yeah.
He probably drank it down and soaked in it.
Why?
There hasn't been any stress in your life, Super Don. None at all.
No.
You're doing great.
You know what? This show, this show right here is a great, it's therapy. It really is.
It's our CBD.
I think it is for you, too.
It definitely is. I'm telling you, to deal with the things we know, not have an outlet like this, I don't know. I would have to drown in CBD to kind of calm down. Even though I'm a laid-back guy, really, seriously, I know you don't think so. But I am. In this case, it would be just too much. We've got to find a way to make fun and laugh and you know, hang out with kids or cats. Cats are silly, especially when they chase things or their own shadow or tail. It's very funny. Enjoy that. So put a chicken on your head. Or if you go to R. Thomas, he'll put a little dove on your head. And it won't scratch you. You won't bleed, but you may end up with something else on your head. Thankfully, that didn't happen when I was there.
Oh, I've got this great clip of John Boehner one time years ago saying, "Chicken crap."
Yeah.
I think that's what you were referring to, correct?
Yes, I think so. But I remember when Ty Bollinger, TMB, was doing in England the Quest for the Cures International Edition, and he got dive bombed by a bird. And they put it in the outtakes. It was very funny. I was just giggling like a little kid. And I like that. And I hope that you find time to do that too, in spite of all the things that sometimes can be so intense and overwhelming. And, you know, our hearts go out for you when you're going through tough times. And there are good things happening too. There's always some kind of balance here on this planet. And we'll try to present all of that and laugh about it too. So thank you for being with us, if not once a week. How about 6 times a week, right here on GCN, naturalnewsradio.com as well, Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and, of course, eventually the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Get some CBD. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. And we'll be back tomorrow to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Why? Because the power to put a chicken on your head is yours. Heal, too.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know I've not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.